one of the best tools to improve your bottom line, reduce future grief, and lower the risks of pests, disease, and weeds is by using a diverse crop rotation. To find out more, we're speaking with Harry Brook, crop specialist at the Ag Info Center.
Well, we're talking about a crop rotation that has a variety of crops that are used sequentially on that field so that you're not using the same type of crop like cereals, so that you're not really promoting the growth of pest insects or diseases that feed on a particular crop. It does a lot as far as keeping down the pest populations.
What are some of the other benefits of having a diverse crop rotation?
There's a lot of them out there. One of the most obvious ones is that when you've got a diverse crop rotation with different types of crops, you're not encouraging any particular one pest species to increase in numbers to actually start causing economic losses on your crop. For example, canola wheat is a really bad rotation because you're putting the canola in every second year and the wheat every second year. So there's a real possibility there of building up disease organisms like take-all root rot in the wheat, or in the canola you could have blackleg or clubroot. When you got more of a rotation, there's less chance of those harmful organisms building up to levels that start causing you economic losses.
Are there benefits when it comes to moisture use efficiency?
Yes, sir. Each crop that you grow actually will take moisture from different levels in the soil. For example, peas, they usually extract moisture from the 1 to 3 foot level. That's their main area where they'll extract moisture. Whereas if you're talking about canola or wheat, they'll go right down to 4 feet. So there's abilities there to actually even manipulate water use efficiencies through the use of different crops. Another benefit is with even just using any pulses in a rotation is that you get a real residual nitrogen benefit the following year of a crop. So whatever follows peas, like wheat, oftentimes producers will find that there's a bit of a bump up in yield or certainly protein from growing the peas the previous year.
And you talk about soil and moisture, those kinds of things, but economically it makes sense too, doesn't it?
It does. They've done research using, you know, continuous cropping of one type of crop or just a real simple rotation like the 2-year rotation. And they do find that over time the yields start dropping off and going down. So that's a sign to me that harmful organisms are building up to the level where they're basically capping out your maximum yields.
Brooks says a diverse crop rotation also naturally varies the pesticides used and reduces the chance of resistance developing to pest control products. Conversely, he adds, a tight rotation can quickly develop weed, insect, or disease problems, requiring greater expense to control the issue. For more information, call the Ag Info Center at 310-3276.